Today's daf is daf chof, and we're holding really in the middle of the sugya. So let's start again from the beginning of the sugya on your testament base. So Abaya asked Rabba over there, six lines up from the bottom, Kavro beregel, how about the din where the abelut did not start before the regel, and the kfura was done during the regel? So I understand that obviously there's no way to cancel the shiva, there was no beginning. But the question I have is whether the regel counts towards minyan shloshim, or in regel olololol minyan shloshim. Do we say that since the dinim of the regel are made b'shloshim, it should count to shloshim? So as far as shiva is concerned, I understand. The minyan shiva lo can be boiled, the lo inaga mitzvah shiva b'regel. Obviously, during the regel, it's impossible to do any of the mitzvahs of the gzeras shiva. The gzeras shiva includes kriyat hamita, nilata sandal, and things that are usher even to do. They can't count it as shiva. But when it comes to the shloshim, ki can be boiled, the minyan shloshim. Since, as far as the shloshim is concerned, what are the mitzvahs of the shloshim? Not to do the giluah, and not to do kivas. You can't do that anyway, beregel. So Lamaisa is being no egg, the mitzvah is beregel. What is the halacha? Omar le, eino ola. So Rabba said, look, what he's doing, beregel, he's doing only as part of the simchas haregel, because of the gzera not to come kishum and uvel, but that's not a din in esek in the avelut. Lamaisa, the avelut did not begin, and therefore the shleishim has to start the same time the shiva does after the regel, and it doesn't include, it's not included in the days of the regel. Esve, so we ask on Rabba from the Braita, koveret meto, shnei yonim kedim haregel, so if the mace is buried 2 days before yontem, moneh hamisha yamim acha haregel, the remaining 5 days of shiva continue on as soon as the yontem is finished, the yontem is mafzik, you just can't be melach melasis ayde acher, meaning even as we mentioned yesterday, even though it's bebeisen, which is not normally done, v'avda v'shivchaso osim b'tzina v'ter beisen, v'in rabim mitaskimimo, however, for the remaining 5 days, you don't need necessarily the whole time that the people would be misasikimo for tanchumim, because now the tanchumim are actually over. So the 2 days, the first 2 days before Yantav, fine, that was the nechama. The continuing 5 days, b'toich haregel, where people would come to say good Yantav and find out I was doing, that counts as the nicham avelim. In the remaining 5 days, there's no nicham avelim anymore, it was finished. Kranitz hasku bo beregel. Klalo shodavar, koshu mishum avel. Rega mafsiko. If it's a dinin avelus, so then the avelut, indeed, the regel stops it, and now you have to continue on afterwards. But the kosher mishumiske rabin, the rabin, they continue to come in during the yontif, and they're over there in regel mafsiko. Now, how about kavrosh loshi yami besof regel? How about if the mace dies during yontif? And now, the last 3 days of yontif are days that count towards nifal avelim only, because people are coming in. So then the din is like this. The whole shiva is counted after the regel, and then the first 4 days, which are the remaining 4 days, of the 7 days of Nechama, of three of which have already taken place during the regel. So the first 4 days of the Shiva, Rabin Mitas Kimbama. But Shloshe Yomim Achronim, the last 3 days, those were already made up by the last 3 days of Yontif, which counted towards the Nechom Avelim. So Shloshe Yomim Achronim, in Rabin Mitas Kimbama, Shekvar Nistasko, Beregel, and here's the crucial moment, Beregel Olelo. And here it says that the regel counts. What does that mean, regel counts? It says the regel didn't count for Shiva. Must be the regel counts, and the regel counts for Shloshim. So even though the mate was kavur beregel, and legabi the shiva, we were only counting it for the dinim of nicham avelim. But when it comes to Shloshim, since anyway he's not shaving and he's not washing his clothes, so essentially he's keeping the dinim of avelim of Shloshim. So therefore he's already kept. I mean, he's be'etzem anava with shakavon. So he's be'etzem already yetsi. He's 3 days now of Shloshim. So he only has to count 27 days after the regel. No, says Rabbi, that's not what it means. The last words of the Braita, regel, olelo, it's not referring to the case where the mace was buried during the regel. The regel, olelo, is talking about areshes, going back to the first part, where it said over there, kavru shnei yomim kedem haregel. Their regel is olelo minyan shloshim. In other words, the original question, this is how most of the Rishonim learned, the original question that Abaya asked Rabbi was only negea kavrei beregel. Tosis brings it to those who learn that the original question was, according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, who holds that you need 3 days before the regel, before the regel counts towards the Shiva. That was also included in the question. How about if it was only 2 days? Would it then at least count towards Shleishim? And certainly Kofre Beregel, I need to know. Would it count towards Shleishim? In which case, according to that Shita, which Tosfos brought yesterday, according to that Shita, the Gemara is saying, when it's saying, Mailava Seifa, and he says, no, HaReisha, it's answering part of the question. In other words, you're right to say that in the case of the Reisha, we're covering Shnei Yomim instead of three. That over there, the Rega would be Eilalala Shleishim, because he already began the Avelut before. So that part of the question I'm answering. I'm answering indeed from this braita that yes, you're right. Over there, the Shleishim is Eila. Masha'inke, the question of whether it was Betecha Regel Mamish where the Avelut never began before the Regel, that I still maintain my opinion, says Rava, that those days don't count at all. Yeah, so that's one of the shitas that Tosfos brings. That's almost everyone learns that there was never any question about once the Avelut begins, then of course it's Eila Shleishim, because then what he's doing is a continuation of the Minhagei Avelus that started before. Masha'inke, where there never were any Minhagei Avelus, and there were only Minhagei of Chol HaMoed, what did Shaykh now define them as Minhagei Avelus? So Rabba stands now on his opinion that indeed, Kofrei Betecha Regel, the Regel does not count toward Shleishim at all, and he now takes the last words of the Braita and says that those words are referring only to the Reisha recovered Shnei Yomim Kedem LeRegel. So this is, so far, what we have is, the way that we've been learning, I mean, of course we're going to see that this is not Negei Halacha, but the way we've been learning is like this. 3 days before the Regel is now Eila Lo for the entire Shiva as well. It cancels the Shiva, and it's obviously Eila Loi for the Shleishim. There is nothing to discuss. He only keeps the remaining, he has the 7 days of the Regel. The 7 days of Shiva are counted already because there were 3 days before. So he has 7 and 7 is 14, and then he keeps the remaining 16 days. This would be the way the Tana of our Mishnah learns. Question was raised yesterday. We'll just summarize. Question was raised yesterday. When we say Shleisha Yomim Kedem LeRegel, does that mean that he should take a shower before the Regel? This was a machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, which others get involved in. Why was it a machlokas? Actually, let me put this off for a minute and talk about Shleishim. The Shleishim, which began before the Regel, how do they begin before the Regel? That's a machlokas, the Chachamim and Abashol, whether we learn Mitzvah Hayom Kekuloi or not. So that means that the definition of beginning Shleishim Bifnei HaRegel would mean either part of the seventh day, if you hold Mitzvah Hayom Kekuloi, so then the seventh day is also the first of the Shleishim. When I say first, I mean it's the eighth day, in other words. First of the only Shleishim, not of the Shiva, which is why I mentioned to you that there's a Shita Satosvis, that it actually counts as the first day of the Shleishim. That is to say, in other words, he's already got 2 days in that day. And the Shleishim is really only 29 days, because the seventh is both the seventh day of the Shiva and the first day of the Shleishim, which remains a very strange situation, which means he really has the 29 days of a Mitzvah Sayom Kekulay. The beginning of the 29th day is already the end, according to that Shita. Okay, we don't pass the mic up, but it's an interesting point. But in any event, if the Shleishim began before the Regel, then the Regel actually cancels the entire Shleishim. Now, the definition of starting before the Regel, we had yesterday that according to Rav, this was a machlokas whether, again, Rav with other shitas, we had the same question whether we'd pass to like Abashol in this, does he need to actually begin the things that he's allowed to do during the Shleishim before the Regel? In other words, if we're going to cancel the Shleishim, and he's already kept now the Avelut of the seventh day, either by starting the eighth day or by Mitzvah Kekula. And now he's holding by our Takana, the Regel canceled. So Rav was Mechadesh. It only cancels if he utilizes the cancelization. But if he doesn't act out the fact that he's no longer the Yavel, so where's the Shleishim? The Regel itself isn't the Shleishim. It's that day where we were mevat of the Shleishim because of the Regel, which is the Shleishim. Therefore, if he doesn't shave, question over here, does this include, doesn't wash his clothes? Is washing the clothes the equivalent of shave? Fine, the number of shittas and tesis that we mentioned yesterday. Again, I'm just summarizing it. Now, luck is anything so far. But if he didn't do the post-Shloshim activities before the Regel, then he's still in Shleishim. And then we don't have the takana that it was mevat of the Shleishim. And that's called the Gezerah is bottle, but the yomim isn't bottle. And then the yomim start after the regal. Okay.
When it was 3 days before. It cancels the yeshiva, but it counts as a full 7 days for the
yes,
Shloshim?
Yes, counts as a full 7 days. In fact, the Shita Seinu, but it's only 1 minute, it also counts. So now, it's important this is an important point that Remendel is raising. Remember, the idea that it is means that it actually counts towards. It's not that, okay, let's cancel it. No more 7 days. So now, the Chiyuvim of the 7 days are bottled, but the days are still there. No. The Chiyuvim are bottled, and the days are bottled. This is what Rav is coming to say. That in a case where you didn't make use of that, so then you didn't change the days. If you didn't change the days, then how are you going to have to make up for the days at the point? So the yomim aren't bottled. Normally we say the yomim, we mean even counting the yomim towards the shloshim. A very important point. Now, the question was raised yesterday, which I pointed out to you, is dependent on the same machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos. We understand that the bittul of the shiva, of the shloshim, means by definition that for the regel, he does his washing, his clothes, and his haircut. Fine. How about the 3 days towards the shiva? That now the regel is going to be mevatel the shiva. Part of the dinim of the shiva is not to shower. Is it meaning in the same sense that he's supposed to shower before the regel? Is that the point? Just like he's supposed to take the haircut before the regel? So Tosfos, obviously the whole issue over here is parallel issues, right? These are parallel issues where we have the 3 days counts towards the shiva and then the regel's mevatel shiva should mean that he takes a shower right before the regel. The 8th day, whether that's the 7th day in the evening or it's the 8th day, literally, depending on whether it makes the Yom Kippur light, is now the end of the Shloshim, because now towards the evening of the regel, now he gets ready for the regel. What's the difference between the two? And, yeah, no Shloshim. And, what's more, says Tyson, look at the Lashon of Rav. Rav says, of course, our Girsa leaves out the Vav, but it doesn't make any sense with our Girsa. Gezerot batlu, yamim lo, what a gezerot? Gezerot of Shiva, gezerot of Shloshim. Even he apparently had a Girsa that says both. Gezerot of Shiva is batl, yamim lo bitlu. Gezerot of Shloshim is batl, yamim lo bitlu. Same thing. This is the whole series is parallel. Says Rashi, no. If the Shloisha counts towards the Shiva, he's usher, as we said yesterday, ad ha'orev. He's only allowed to in the nighttime. Says Rashi, it means literally in the nighttime. It doesn't mean right before you have to take a shower. It means literally he can't wash until the nighttime. Ah, you're not allowed to wash it. Okay, so you use cold water. Or chametaria before the gezerah. Or during yantiv, during cholamoyed. Whatever. But certainly not erev yantiv. Says Tosfos, and then it's not parallel. Of course, points out Tosfos himself, but wait a minute. So then when Abba Shaul brings a raya now, and he's trying to say, how can you go ahead and try to tell me that it's usur legaleach achar ha-moed because of the fact that you didn't take advantage of before the moed, the way Rav is saying the gzeres is batlo, but yomim lo batlo? Certainly by Shiva, that wasn't the case. What do you mean? Why not? I didn't know they argued. Why is he all of a sudden saying certainly by Shiva that wasn't the case? So therefore, Bishlam, by the way, Rashi is explaining it. That's exactly the point. By the 3 days, you didn't do anything before Yantiv, and nonetheless, the Shiva is batlo. So why indeed is it so partial that it's not? And according to Rashi, by the way, what would it mean that Gezeres lo batlo and so on would have to mean if he didn't wash during Yantiv? The guy's kept the Shiva the whole Yantiv. So in other words, he didn't go ahead and take a shower the whole Yantiv. So then he's an idiot. So then he never made use of the dinim in the same way we basically fine him, is the way Tosfos understands it. By not allowing it to be mevatel the shloshim, we should fine him by not allowing him to be mevatel the shiva, which is what Rav is saying. But then it's a question, so how do you learn the Gemara when the Gemara takes it for granted that we wouldn't be mevatel the gzera of shiva? That was the issue that we said yes. That's legave starting before Yantiv. Now, today asks the Gemara, what about if it started during Yantiv? Or, according to the sheet that brought in the Tosfos, or what about if it started only 2 days before Yantiv, and he didn't have the whole 3 days, and now it doesn't count the Shiva? So does it count towards the Shloshim, or does it not count towards the Shloshim? We brought a raya from the Braisa that says Regel Eilonoi, in which we see that at least if it was 2 days before Yantiv, the Regel counts towards the Shloshim. But if it was in Yantiv, Rabba still maintains the Regel doesn't count at all. Except for one thing, the regel counts. Nichum Avelim. So that in such a case, the Nichum Avelim would be only the number of days left from the Shiva days of Nichum. The Shiva itself will begin after the Yantiv. But the number of days for people to come in to be Menachem Avelim is only equal to the number of days that were left of the 7 days during the Yontif. In other words, if it's 3 days before the end of Yontif, that's when they did the Kvura. Those 3 days count towards the Nicham Avelim. There's only another 4 days left for Nicham Avelim. But there's 7 full days left for the Dinim of Shiva. As far as Shloshim is concerned, doesn't count at all. So the Shloshim still begins the same day that the Shiva begins. And we'll have to count Shloshim la'achar rega. This is where we're up to so far. Oh, a lot of this turns out not to be true, la'alocha. Let's continue. So this is where we're up to so far. Ask the Gemara now another kash on Rava, who insists that if the mace was buried during the regal doesn't count at all. Eifet. Regal, ola lo laminyan shleishim. Here the Braita says beferu. A regal counts toward shleishim. What do I mean, Ketza? Kavro b'tchilat haregal. If the mace was buried on the first day of the Yontif, so then meina shiva akar haregal. So then he counts now the entire shiva akar haregal. As we pointed out earlier, we're mekil in that malach b'nasi sayyidei acherim, even in cases perhaps where it's not a davar avet, that's already a shaila, but what that's what's miyuchid, or whether it's allowed to be done in his house. We have a davar shivchotav osim b'tzinah b'toch beito, ve'ein rabim mitaskim imo. In this case, there's no nichum avelim after Yontif, because you had full 7 days, shkvanitasko v'verega. Rabba, please listen carefully. V'verega loyloy. What are you going to say now? You were talking about where the mace was buried during the regal, and it says before it's regal oilolai. There's no ratio they attribute it to here. You're stuck with what it says. The regal counts toward shleishim to yufta. Indeed, we now see that Rabba was wrong, and that the minhage avelut, amazing thing, the minhage avelut of cholam ha'ed, of every cholam ha'ed, count towards counting avelut of shleishim. Astounding. So even though the person had no idea that he was keeping yemei avelut, he thought he was keeping Kolamoyed. Turns out that he was actually an Avel. Fine. Kiyasa Ravin. Now here's an amazing change from the Mishnah. Kiyasa Ravin on Reb Yochanan Afilu Kavro Berega. V'chein Orele Reb Elazar Rabbi Petas Berei Afilu Kavro Berega. The first psak of Reb Yochanan. Okay, this we already saw. That even if he was kavur beregel, nonetheless it counts towards shleishim, and for sure if it was buried kodem haregel, even if it's less. So far, we think even if it's less than 3 days, is we could. And we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan goes even further. Tan rabbanan ki yem kviyat amita shloshe yomim kodem haregel, eino tzarich lichvota achar haregel divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So if he kept kviyat amita is shorthand for all of the minhagei shiva, like that's almost drastic indication. Turning his bed upside down, meaning the other elements of Avelus, not wearing a sandal, and Shimashamita, and so on and so forth. Pizza. So Afilu. So that's 3 days. Then that does no longer need to go for Mita Mimi. He no longer needs to keep the dinim of Shiva Acharega. V'chachamim omrim. Afilu yom echad, Afilu shachad. Even for 1 minute before Regel, as long as he kept, he had a chance to be kofa Mita Tov, he had a chance to be dinim Avelus. The Regel is now Mevata. The entire Shiva. Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, ein divrei Beit Shabbai. Indeed, all along what we thought was the standard halacha that we saw in our Mishnah, that was the divrei Beit Shammai. Ein divrei Beit Hillel. And this that we're learning now, the Chachamim Emri, Afilu Yomer, Afilu Shachas, that's Beis Hillel's opinion. She Beit Shammai Omrim Shloshe Yomim. The Tan of our Mishnah was following the sheet of Beit Shammai, that the only time that the regal is Mavata, the Shiva, is if there were 3 days before. But Beit Hillel Omrim, Afilu Yomechad, even 1 day, Afilu Shachas, is sufficient to be Mavata, the Shiva, that began before Yom. Omer Avuna, I'm not using this. Omer Avuna, Omer Abchia Barava, Omer Ab Yochanan. Now here comes Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi Yochanan's psak, which is interesting. As Tosfos points out, usually Rabbi Yochanan passes like a stam mishnah. Over here, the Gemara is Isaac in that problem, obviously, because we just said ain't every Beit Shammai, but Tosfos just leaves it hanging and leaves it up to you to figure out. But Amrila, Omer Ab Yochanan, L'Rabchia Barava. When Rava says halacha ketana didan darma shlosha, the halacha follows our Tana, who says 3 days are necessary before the regal to be mevatol shiva. And Ravina ikla l'sura deporat. Amale Rav Chaviva l'Ravina hilchat amai. Amale afilu yom echad afilu sha'achat, which is the way that we pass in halacha l'mai. Make it anyway. Yosef Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Reb Ami, Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, Akila de Reb Yitzchak Ben Olazim. So Reb Chiya Bar Abba was sitting with Reb Ami and Reb Yitzchak Nafcha, and they were sitting there over there in the entrance hall where people generally sit and talk. They'd be in front of Reb Yitzchak Ben Olazim's house. Dofak Milta Bimeinai. They between them, they came up with this fascinating idea. Minayin La'Avelut Shiva, where do we get all halacha that Avel is a 7 day? From the Din of Yantav. Dichtiv, V'afachti Chagechem La'Avel. So we see that there is this connection between Chag and Avelut. Ma Chag Shiva, Av Avelut Shiva. And Yerushalmi is B'dayek, maybe at Shemayna, because you have a circus. And it answers that Shemini Regal B'fnei Atzma doesn't count. As a, that would be a separate talk. So the name Atzeret. Again, I mean, these are that's the question: how much of Avelut is really just a drabon, and how much is this Marvel? I mean, the truth is that it says Vayas Laviv Avel Shivas Yomi. Perish in the Torah. It says 7 days. How come we don't bring from that? So I mean, the Rishon again is all the second Rishon we're gonna have, but as Hespit, or you may Bechi, which is obviously. But anyway, the Yerushalmi gives an overall teretz to all of these things that you don't learn from before Kabbalah Satayra to after Kabbalah Satayra. Whatever, these are minhagim, okay? Very good. I'm going to do it. Sorry?
Does the analogy suggest there's no obligation?
What's the question? What analogy? No, of course not. I mean, it might be that they're mirror images. So, Bar Chag Shiva Vavelut Shiva. So maybe it means Shavuos. Hey, Matzeres. Matzeres is only 1 day? No, because it does mean Shavuos. So if Labaisa were comparing Yontev and Avelut, then we have to compare the two types of Yontev, the two types of Avelut. What are the two types of Yontev? 7 day Yontev and a 1 day Yontev. That's very common. We have many 1 day Yontev. We end up having Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and also counselors. We have 1 day Yontev. We have 7 day Yontev. So both of them are necessary. The 1 day Yontev, indeed, I also learned from this passage. In the case of, as Reish Lakish pointed out, like the Amar Reish Lakish, Shulam Rav Yehuda Nisiyah, Minayin Lishmua Rechoka. Where do we learn that in the case where someone finds out about an Avelut only after some time, 30 days later, where already the time of the Avelut is essentially over, and that is an Avelut for Yom Echad. Here it says your Chag will be turned to Avelut, and we do find a Chag that's only 1 day. So that means there's two elements. If it's a Shmur Rechay, we learn it out from Atzeret, 1 day. If it's a Shmua Kreva, we learn it out from Sukkot and from Pesach, 7 days. Tana Rabbana, Shmua Krova Noeget Shiva V'Shloshim, and indeed, the Braita says, a Shmua Krova, if it's B'Toch Shloshim Yom, so then the one who hears keeps 7 and 30 the way he normally would. Shmua Rechoka, Eina Noeget Lela Yom Echad, Masha'enkein, if it comes now from a long time ago, we haven't yet defined it. So that's only 1 day. What defines it? I saw Krova is Zoe Rechoka. Krova betov Shloshim. Rechoka Leacher Shloshim. So says Rabbi Akiva. Achoni Maimrim. There's no difference between Shmua Kreva Shmua Rechoka. Acha Shmua Kreva Acha Shmua Rechoka Naiga Shiva Veshloshim. Omer Rabbi Bechan Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Normally, we would have had a machlokas like this, where we had Rabbi Akiva was being Mekel, Achoni, the Rabbin being Mavri. We normally would have said, Kut koma kom shatam mutse yachid mek Rabbi. To go according to the Rabbin. We'd be to Rabbin, we'd be Machmir. Chutzmizu. But this case is unique, as we already know the klal when it comes to Dine Avelut, that even though it's Rabbi Akiva, who's a Yochid, is Mekel, and the Chachomim are Machmirim, and we have a klal usually that Halacha by Rabbi Akiva, we pass it Rabbi Akiva only when he argues on a Yochid, not when he argues on a Rabbin. Nonetheless, in this case, Halacha is Rabbi Akiva. The Yomar Shmuel, Halacha Gedivre HaMekel, but Avel. And therefore, this is one of those unique dinim of Avelut. We follow a kula, even though it's a yochid connected a rabbi, even if it connected the klal in a particular case, which we wouldn't deposit like Rabbi Akiva.
Is that by also to minhagim, the Mormeko minhag?
No. Minhag is minhag by definition. Rabbi Chanina, Atile Shmua de Avuami Bechuzoi. Rabbi Chanina was far away, and he heard that his father had been nifter in Bechuzoi. So he comes to Rav Chista to ask him what to do. Rav Chista told him, look, it's after 30 days. Shmur Chok is only kept for 1 day. Nosin Barami had the same case about his mother. father, his mother was a nifter. He asked Rava, what does he do about that Beigut? We only keep one day of Avelut. This is the fact they wrote up this mitzvah. My grandfather, Rav Rudman, when he was Bocher, he was learning in Slabotka, even he's going through his days of massive, when he used to Chazer Shas every 3 days. Like one of these. He's like a famous. So the altar from Slabotka got a message that his father was nifter. My grandfather's father was nifter. So he didn't tell him until after 30 days that Shadi Ashmur, because he didn't want him to, then he wouldn't be able to continue his learning. They actually wrote this up in a couple of forums. The Gela Halacha, whether you should, because it was a famous maise. So Ibadavka didn't tell him that he shouldn't have to be Noyeg in the Velas, the whole Shiva, to be Mavata from his learning 7 days. So the Gemara now asks on this cloud. When do we say this halacha that it's only no eges of shmur lechayk? It's only no eges yemav. That's in the other five mete mitzvah, which includes now the son and a daughter and a sister who's not married and a brother and a wife. So there is a din of shmur lechayk. Aval alaviv alimo. That it makes sense. Since there's a halacha for father and mother that avelus is noyik for 12 months, so what's the point after shleishim? It's obetok, the time in which the avelus is impacted. And that's a special halacha for the avi the imet. So then, there over there, it's kept the normal shiva for shleishim, even if the shmu is a shmu rafaik. Omar lei. So he said to him, it's all very nice, you're right, there is such a braita. However, this braita is a dat yachid. And we don't paskin like that dat yachid, so says Rava to Rav Nosson Bar Ami when he asked him the shaila, and therefore you can still, even though it's your mother, you can still keep only one day. The Tanya Maaser Meit Aviv Shel Reb Tzadik Beginza Ve'odiyu Li'afa Shalosh Shanim. Okay, they told him after 3 years, and he went and he asked Elisha ben Avuya, not the Gemara's favorite character, but he asked Elisha ben Avuya, who was at that time the Gadol Hador, who's a Kenim Sheimai, and all the people in the best, and they said, you still, even though it's after 3 years, this is a din in the special covet of Avim, Nahok Shiva Veshloshim, who kishamed benosher Rabbi Achia Begola, when Rabbi Achia, we think for now is just a different pronunciation of Rabbi Chia, we'll see, in the Golas, and he heard about it only much later, Yashav Lav Shiva Veshloshim. Yes. Well, what do you mean? I mean, not necessarily. The way that you're saying it is that if theoretically there was ability to communicate, then there's no dinner shmur refaik. I mean, no, that's not true. But you're asking how did it evolve that people wouldn't hear? So on. Yeah, I don't understand the question. That was the norm. Listen, it's not like today where everybody around the world knows about everybody who's sick and you have a list of 5 million people that you're supposed to daven for and so on. Human beings were meant to live in a very small circle of time and space. That's the norm. And the fact is, it destroys our psyche to live in this Michigas, where your telephone on one hand is connected to Japan, on the other hand is connected to the other end of the time zones, and everybody that has a problem now is connected to you. That's happening. I mean, you go absolutely bananas. In one day, you can lose your mind. You have a whole lifetime of experiences in one day.
Is it delayed before Rabbi comes, the day before Yom
Tov? We'll talk about it. We're going to talk about that issue. But it's absolutely not within the norm. Our brains did not evolve in this way. We're not meant to live this way. And indeed, it's crazy. Used to be, you went away, you put everything out of your mind because you're not going to know what's going on anyway. You know, somebody died, you'll find about it 3 years later. By then, already you don't have to worry about it. Oh, it's already 3 years old. Okay. Now everything is immediate. It's a pachad. You know how it goes. I've tried shutting off the radio and the television. The papers still filters through. Richie keeps making these terrible comments. I still know what's going on. Anyway, so here we see that indeed it's Elisha ben Avuya. He was the one who paskined the din of even after Shalashanim, the ultimate Shmur Rechaika, that it is still a din of Shiva Vishleshim by an Avanein, but we don't pass him like this. Now this might have Rabbi Achia, we thought was Rabbi Achia. He kept Shiva Vishleish. And is that true, though? Rav Barahu had the Rebbe Chia. Now, assuming that Rebbe Chia is the same person. Rav was in a very interesting position vis-a-vis Rebbe Chia, because Rav was a son of Rebbe Chia's brother, and he was also a son of Rebbe Chia's sister, who Barachte the Rebbe Chia.
What?
Yeah, really, it's very interesting because I have exactly this case in my family.
This is a calypso song, isn't it?
No. This is perfectly okay. It's all kosher. It's all kosher. All that happened is that somebody married a second wife who had a daughter from a previous marriage. His son from the first marriage married her daughter from the second marriage, which is, as I say, happened in my family. And then his son from the first marriage married her daughter from her first marriage. And then the two of them had a common child, right? So that turns out, and that was the case over here. So that turns out that Rabbi Chia was both brother and sister, had a brother and sister who were unrelated, but he was related to both of them. He was related to his from his father on one side and from his mother on the other side. Now, right? So
this is like a soap opera.
No, it's I'm telling you, it actually happened to my family. Didn't work out too well, but we've got cousins from that marriage.
I gotta go over this again. Seriously,
I'm okay. It's not too complicated, right? That's for sure. Yeah. Okay, so in this case, he had now a son called Ivo, who was the father of Rav, ultimately. He had this Ivo. He then marries another woman who had a daughter from another guy. And then they had together the Rebbe Chia. Now, this Ivo... No. Rebbe Chia, yeah. Ivo married the daughter and had Rav. So now Rav was a nephew to Rebbe Chia from two sides, from his sister's side and from his brother's side. Very interesting situation. All right, so now when Rav came to visit Rebbe Chia, so Kiselik Lassen, he goes up now to Eretz Yisrael. We should do tiptoeing through the living. So what happened? So Rabbi Chia asks him, what's happening? Tell me, is Abba Kayim, your father, Ivo, my brother, is he still alive? Oh my, this is how Rashi learns it. Oh my, lay. What, that's all you care about? All you care about is the men. Why didn't you ask him if Ima was alive? Okay, he says, is Ima alive? I didn't answer yet about whether Ivo's alive. So he got the message. Neither of them are alive. Amalei Abakayim. So he says, Rabbi Chia says to his valet, Chalotz li min alai, take off my shoes, that I can now be yeshiv as an ovel. Okay, that's enough. Now let's go have a shower. Carry now my begotim to the Beis HaMerach. From which we learn now three things. First of all, Shema min ha'ovel osu b'nilat ha'sandal. You see, from here, that's the way he was famous, to take off his shoes. Furthermore, we see, since this is old news, and by the way, this is a mocker for the whole concept that this is old news. This is old news. I'm not even, why do you care? To you, it's new news. That's not true. The Gemara says not like that. That our relationship to events is not defined by our psychological immediacy. It's defined by our recognition that the events are placed in us. It's a very big chiddush. To you, it's not a shock that your sister is dead. I haven't heard from her in 10 years. I mean, I don't know. It's an inachinami. See, if you tell me she died last week, inachinami, that's a shock. If you tell me she died 10 years ago, it's not a shock. Why not? It's exactly the same thing as far as I'm concerned. See, that this is the way we work, that we actually place events in history in relationship to ourselves. We constantly kind of carry this perspective around. But anyway, so you see from here that a Shmur Rechaika is old news. Since it's old news, it doesn't have that impact, and therefore the din is only one day. Furthermore, that one day, Shmamina Mitzayom Kikulai. That indeed, even that halakh of one day is the same thing as the last day of the Shiva. So as long as it was kept for a little bit, Chalotz min alai, that's it. Now we'll go take a shower. All of these three halakhas, by the way, the Peskin point out that actually if we bring this legabe two other halakha, which the Gemara doesn't mention, which is interesting. Why doesn't it mention it? One halakha that seems to be a chiddush is that if two people died at the same time, the avelut is kept for both of them at the same time. He didn't keep a separate avelut for his brother and his sister. You're yotze with one avelut for two people. Of course. And late. Furthermore, you see from here, there's opposed to other inyanim in which the ne'emanut of a thing is not necessarily through a korev, in many cases. Over here, this was this korev, and a korev is believed. Okay, that's already rather washing. Answers the Gemara, it's no contradiction. This is Rabbi Shia. That was Rabbi Achia. What do you think? It's a contraction of the name. It's two different people. Rabbi Achia Lachut, and he held that Shmuel Rechaik is only Yain Echad, and Rabbi Achia Lachut. Omer of Yosi Baravin, Shamash Mu'akro, Vabaregel, here's your question. He hears Lamaiz within 30 days, except that it's Yontif. But tomorrow, which will be after Yontif, when he's supposed to be now starting the Shiva, by then it's already old news. So now what happens? It's the 29th day. But it's Yontif, so he can't be Noik Shiva. So now he has to react. But now he's reacting to old news. So the reaction time also has to be Betoich, the Shmua Kreva. And therefore, in such a case, it's Naseit Rechokah, it becomes old news. So the Mitzvah Regal Nasir Rechoka Olelo Ve'ena Noi Yelo Yom Echa. That day counts now, and it counts towards pushing it off. It becomes old news, and now all he has to do is the fast 1, 2, 3 Shiva. Tani Revadatim in Kisari Kamei to Rabbi Yochanan. This is also true about Shabbat. Shamash Muakova B'Shabbat. Suppose somebody hears about a mace on Shabbat. L'motzei Shabbat Nasir Rechoka Eino Noi Yelo Yom Echa. Now the question is this: in a case where it's a Shmua Rechoka, some learn this is a general question about every Shmua Rechoka. Some learn this is a question only about these cases where the Shmua Rechoka was a Krova at the time that he heard it, and now is being pushed off to become old news. The question is, does he do Kriya after Shabbat? When he heard it at that moment, that's, there was the reaction, it was B'chai of Kriya, except it couldn't be Kireya. Those that learn that it's Dafka this year. Or, at the time that one is Kireya, would have to be at a time in which it psychologically is responsive to fresh news, not new news. So it's a machlokas. Rav Moni Omer Eino Kriya. Once it's not fresh, there's no Kriya. Or once it's not fresh, in this case where it was put off because of Shabbos and Regal, Eino Kriya. Rabbi Chanina Omar. That in either in this particular case, since he heard about it when it was fresh, or in any case of a Shmur Rechokas Korea, Omalei Rav Moni, Rabbi Chanina, Rav Moni says, look, come on, man, my position makes a lot more sense. Because the way Bishlema Ledidid, Amina Eina Korea, the way I'm understanding it, there's no Kriya. So, Haina Deloika Velo Shiva, there's also no Shiva. There's no Shiva, there's no Kriya, it all makes sense. According to you, I don't understand. The guy's being Korea, but he's not keeping Shiva. And they said, what's he being Korea for? Korea, Kriya below Shiva, me. Is there such a thing? Kriya below Shiva, me. According to you, who says Korea, is there such a thing as a Kriya below Shiva? So I understand, what's, why not? It's all prejudice. Personal prejudice. Velo, of course there's such a thing. Vatanya Isi, Avud Rabbi Zera. Some say it was Avud Rabbi Zera, was saying over front of Rabbi Zera, a guy does not own a jacket to tear. When his dame lo betoch shiva, korea, liacha shiva, eno korea. That he is chayev in kriya only if he manages to get a jacket that he can tear to shiva. But after shiva is not korea. And Rabbi Zera said, well, that's very true, but, what's the but? When is it true? Chamisha metei mitzvah. With the five metei mitzvah, other than the father and the mother, the son and the daughter and the sister and the brother and the wife, aval aviv, al aviv alimo, korea marla. Over there, if he hears about a father and mother, he's korea, even though there's no shiva. It's after the shiva. So no, you see that there's such a thing as kriya without shiva. What do you make such a big fuss for? Why not? Says he, kitanya he, it's true, but that's not a din in avilut. That's a din in kvod avivi imo. To show how choshev the loss of a father and mother is, but it has nothing to do with the avilut. You're talking about a kriya as part of avilut. If there's no avilut for shiva, then there's no kriya. Tan rabbana. Kol ha'amur b'parashat kohanim shekohen mitameh lahen avel mitabel aleihem. You'll notice that we've already mentioned two times the dinim of an av ve'em and sometimes verses the dinim of the other chamisha. Now that we've raised it, it's time for the Gemara to define the krovim upon whom a person would be chayev these dinim of avelut. And here, for the first time, we have now the brayta that describes that list. Wherever we find In the Parshat Kohanim, over there it's a din unique to Kohanim. Normally a Kohen is asur to be mitamei, and in this case the Kohen is mitamei. List cases where the Kohen is mitamei. Those cases, which are seven cases, the Avel is also mitabel. So since the Torah was megala, that the Kohen requires now a shiva, meaning a tumah, so if it's deicha, the tumah of a Kohen, it's going to be deicha now also. It's going to be Mechayev also in a regular person, not a Kohen, to be Misavo. This is the list. Ishto, Aviv, Imo, Achiv, Achoto, No, Ubito. So those are the five Krovim plus the Aveim. Hosifu Aleihem. Now we added now as an overall Takona for Avilut that also on a brother and a sister from a mother. So Achiv, Vachoto, Abitula, Meimo. So that there, even though normally the list over here for the Kohen only included Me'avim, we add Me'imo, and we also added Achoto HaNisua, a married sister, where the Torah says specifically Abitula, that was not married to anybody, only on her can the Kohen be Metame. We added these Krovim as also that a sister who's married, whether a full sister, Me'aviv or Me'imo, that's also considered to be a sister. The biggest Kiddush is that Kishem Shemitabel Aleihem, Kach Mitabel Al Shniim Shalem, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. In the same way there is an Avilut on these primary Krovim, there's also an Avilut on Shniim, secondary, literally, secondary Krovim. Who are the secondary Krovim? The ones that are directly a generation away from the ones that we list. So in other words, on a grandfather, the father of the father, that's a secondary to the father. Or a grandson is a secondary to a son. Those would all be called, also included in Avilut. Whereas Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, no. It's not a general rule that every secondary relative is included in the list. Eino mitabel, ela al ben beno, v'ala v'aviv. There is a secondary list, but only includes two people. A grandfather and a grandson. V'chachamim omrim, kol shemitabel alav, mitabel imo. V'chachamim say, any relative upon whom a person is b'chuyif to hold Avilut, a person would also be mitabel with that person. So therefore, if your one is chayev avelut on a father, and that father is now in avelut for his father, so then one would have to be mitabel with the father on the grandfather. Says the Gemara, that's the thing Tanakama said. The Chomim Aina Tanakama. Tanakama said secondary. The Chomim say with them. But it boils down to the same thing, because every secondary would be primary to the to your primary. So it turns out the secondary is the primary to him. So that's what it's saying. Anyone that he would be metabel, that someone would be metabel on, then that secondary person to him would also have to be metabel. Doesn't that boil down to the same thing? So the Gemara, yeah, it does, except for one crucial word. Imo. Imo means ayin mo, not imo with an olive. Imo means with him, together with him. That's the difference. In other words, only in his home, only in front of him, babayit. According to the Tanakam, it's a real avelut that we extended. So on a grandfather, the person would have to keep an avelut. According to the Chachomim, if you're in the same house in which one's father is keeping an avelut on his father, so then you would act out the avelut with him in the house, but the moment you go out of the house, there's no avelut. So the avelut, according to Chachomim, is only a din in how to treat the korav that is now in a state of avelut. Before not essentially. Rav told Chia, his son, and Rav Huna also told his son Rava, where their wives had lost parents. So in both of these cases, Rav told Chia, Rav Huna told Rava, be'apa, in front of her, nohoge veluta. In honor of your father-in-law, your mother-in-law who died, you should be nohoge veluta. But below apa, not in front of her, lo tinohoge veluta. There do not do any minhag avelut. Marukva, a marukva had a maisa, where Shachiv lay Bar Chamua, the son of his mother-in-law died. He wanted to keep, because of this case of the halach of the secondary, so he wanted to keep now Shiva Vishloshim, because now he was sitting Shiva. So comes Ravuna, Legabe Ravuna comes in. Ashkri finds him sitting Shiva. He says, Tzudnaita Beit HaLamech, what, you enjoy that little soda that they give the Avelim? I guess it was very tasty, so you want to get some free food out of this. What kind of business? Yeah, the platter. You like the platter. You got to get down on the ground. I'll bring you a platter. It's okay. You go, what, is that the whole deal? Lo amru lichvod ishto, elachomi vechamoto. The deal over here is not, the deal over here isn't that the, if the, your father-in-law or mother-in-law are in pain, so that's therefore considered to be. This halach is lichvod ishto. Fine, she's shitting Shiva, you're right. For her brother, or her sister, right? But, so you're assuming, well, my wife is sitting Shiva. That's only a din in your father-in-law and your mother-in-law, where they die. But if a relative of a wife dies, nobody said to be noeg avelut. Get up and I'll buy a platter. Titania, misha met chamivo chamoto, father-in-law, mother-in-law dies. He no reshai lachufat ishto, liot kochelet, liot pokeset. He can't tell his wife, you're looking like a slob. What's all this tears? What's your mascara's going bad? Your makeup is coming off. That's not the way I expect to see my wife. Can't tell her that. What a chiddush. You can't tell her that. Ella kofe mitato. On the contrary, he turns his own bed upside down. Vnoheg ima avelut. The same thing is true of sheikh. Eni shemet chamiya chamota. Ena reshaya liyot kochelet v'liyot pokeset. If her father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, she cannot continue to act the way she would as if life goes on without it making any difference. And she's prettying herself up. She has to be noheg avelut in front of him. So kofa mitata. Vnoheg et ima avelut. Vitanya irach. And the other Breita says, even though he can't force his wife to personally groom in ways that an avela is usher to groom, be'emet amru, definitely it's true that mozeget lo takos umotzat lo tamita umrachetzet lo panaviyad avraglav. Nonetheless, she still pours his cup and she still makes the bed for him and she still washes him. I mean, this is like rape, you know. This is the norm. You understand that now? You know, and if your wife is a masseuse, Richie, I mean, obviously you get free and full treatment, no? For sure. Right? Oh yes, absolutely. Tashinada. Isn't this a contradiction? Ella lav shmamina. So you see from here that indeed there's two different halachas. Where it comes to chamiva chamoto, if she's an avela and her father and her mother, so then erachinami, the husband has to act the same way. And of course, and he says, what do you mean merachetzet lo? The husband himself can't wash his own hands. He's a mamish and avel. So that, of course, is not what it's referring to. Kan b'shakrovim, where she is an avela and a brother and a sister, which was the case over here by Marukva. So over there, in Achinami, he could even force his wife to act out for him. Dinim of Nanavel. Taninami Achi, lo amru lechvod ishto, ela chamiv vechamoto bilvad. The din of this halach of chvod ishto is only the father and the mother of a wife and not other relatives that she's sitting Shiva on. So this halacha, very interestingly, went out of use. And the Ramah brings, but how's a child have to go out of use? What is that supposed to mean? It's halacha. Like, why are people not eating it? So the Ramah brings that he holds that it's an inyan, that the whole thing was originally, this din of secondary krovim, was an inyan of honor for the koroi, that was sitting Shiva. And it came, b'merutzat azman, an inyan of mechila. Because the keeping of avelut, I mean, it became more and more difficult in days when you're living from hand to mouth. Life is full of avelut, and the pogroms are all over. I mean, it's not so posh to add avelut. So people were meichel. Meichel, you don't have to be noyeg avelut, even b'fanai. Because of that, says the Ramah, it became generally accepted that the norm is mechil. And that, therefore, his lotion is, somebody who wants to keep this halacha, eino ela min ha-matmiim, he's a weirdo. He's saying, I want to be machmir. You're a weirdo, what machmir? I mean, this is not, people don't do this. Again, it's like you find that people that keep religion out of text, the textual religions, they end up being weirdos. Because the whole thing, that's the same thing, matmiim is a weirdo. And you have to do things that are extremely balance. This is unbalanced, says the Ramah, to do such a thing. Lemais, however, brings that the minhag still is that during the first Shabbat, up until the first Shabbat, in this case of a father-in-law and a mother, father-in-law. It's an Indian miktsas. Actually, it brings for all craving. Miktsas avelos. Not to mamish change your clothes into fresh clothes and to look good and new clothes and so on. That already, I mean, not to make a point of not keeping avelos. Don't take a shower until Shabbos. So there is an Indian of miktsas. But it's interesting that even that miktsas, some of the modern Pesachim mentioned that there's apparently in Yerushalayim that was never kept. Even that was never kept. For whatever the reason is, since this whole thing is a question of Minhagah and Mechila, so it would appear that locally here they're not that makbid on it. But again, that's already very recent. As recent Pesachim, we never heard of it. I never heard of anybody doing it.
And all of this is the fun.
Right.
The wife is
correct.
Down
correct.
The house.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One additional point is that I would like to mention. I forgot to mention, which we were talking about, is there any inyan that would differentiate now the counting regel towards, we were talking about before, that everybody is made it, that nonetheless the gezeiros, the yomim or ailot, like Rabbi Shiva, there's Ramban who points out that the even though you think that it's not noyeg, there is an element that is noyeg, and therefore it would count towards it. And that is that even though it's mutter to wear now the clothing that you normally wouldn't wear as an avel, that was not karua, and it was washed and so on, but you're not allowed to wear new clothes. The avel wouldn't put on new clothes even during the regga.
For
the shiva we're talking about. He wouldn't put it on. And since lamaisa, that is a din in the shiva, so then there is an element of the shiva that's being kept, and that's even, but that's also not nikr. It's difficult to know what is mamish new, what is not, what is just, looks clean, and so on. So, but there are elements, I mean, as Tosis pointed out, Dvarim Shibatzina, marital relations, and this type of thing that people won't know about, those indeed have application to them. So boy me now by me rabba, cover up a regular, laminian shleshma, ain't regular, laminian shleshma. The minion shiva lo kami baile, the loy naga, mitzvah shiva baregal, okay, ki kami baile, the minion shloshim, the kanaga, mitzvah shloshim baregal, my. Omar loy, eno ole, eis ve yakov, res mezo shnei yomim, fen wa regal, mele chamisha yomim, acha regal, malak, lanasa, da yidei achirim, va avadov, shifkota, va osim betzina, even betov beto, ve in rabim, mitaskim, imo shikwa nitasku bo baregal, klolo shal dover, kosho mishomavo, regal mafsiko, kosho mishom iske rabim, ein regal mafsiko. Kavrosh lo shayamim besof haregel, monishiva achar regel, arba ayamim arishonim, rabim mitaskim bo. But the last 3 days, ain rabim mitaskim bo, because they already did during the regel, it counts towards menicham avelim. Regel olelo, haha! What does that mean? Those 3 words. My lava seifa. That the regel is olelo lo shloshim, even in the case where the mate died during the regel. It says rabalo, arish. Eighth. And here it spells it out, Rabbah. Ketzah. Kavro betchilas regal monishiva achar regal melachanasa sayadei acherim. Vavadav shivchatavosim bitzina betoch beitov. Vein rabbi mitaskim bo at all because they already had the shiva during the regal. And it says, referish regal olelo. Tiyuft. I give up. Kiyosu rovin om rabbi yochan afilu kavro beregal. Achenori la rabbi lezu rabbi pedat berei. Afilu kavro beregal. Meaning the dinim of Shiva. Shloishi amit kedem regel in a tzarech lichvota achar regel. Because you're already the Shiva's over. Chachamim amru, you don't need 3 days. Afilu yom echad afir shachat. Amru belozav Rabbi Shiva. It's the whole thing over here. Ein divrei Beit Shammai. Ein divrei Beit Hillel. Beit Shammai were the ones who held shloishi yomim before the regel. But Beit Hillel, Omrim Afilu Yom Echad, and Artana is not La Locha. Omrim Vun Omrim Pchia Barav, Omrim Yochanan, Vahamrim Omrim Yochanan, Lira Pchia Barav, Lira Vuna, Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Sha'a Achad. Rav Amar, Halokha Ketana Didan, Omrim Shlosha. Whereas Ravina, Igol, the Sur, the Paras, Omrim Rav Chavid, the Ravina, what's the Halokha in this issue? Omrim Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Sha'a Achas, the Shiva is over. Yosef Rabbi Barav of Rabbi Ami of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Kila of Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Elazar. Nothing milta be minayu minay la vilu shiva dichti vafachti chagichem la avel ma chag shiva av avelu shiva veima atzeret bechad yumahu. And we do ima atzeret, but that's a special case. How mi boilei lekirei shloki shtiamre shloki b'shur miyuna nesia minayin l'shmuah rechokash enon hegel liyom echad Dichtiv v'afachti chagechem l'evel. So evel, Ashkenat Tzeret Yikra Chad Yuma. There is an egel of Chad Yuma, because Atzeret is Chad Yuma, it's called Chad. Tana Rabbon. Shmur Krova noheget Shiva v'shloshim, Shmur Rechoke noheget liyom echad. Ezoi Krova v'ezo Rechoka Krova betov shloshim, Rechokim Rechoka l'ach shloshim, Dei Rebbe Kiva. Chachomim Omen is no such distinction. Acha Shmur Krova, Acha Shmur Rechoka, noheget Shiva v'shloshim, and says Rabbi Barachana, Om Rabbi Yochanan, normally we would have said, Tekomakom Shetamotzi Yochan Meitov Rabbi Machmirim, certainly we would have followed the Chachomim. In this case, however, it's different. Shapakish Rabbi Akiva Meitov, the Chachomim were Machmin, Alokas like Rabbi Akiva. That's because of Shmuel's Klal, that Alokas Kedibri Meitov, the Evel. Rabbi Chanina Akile Shmuel de Avua Mibech Hazoi, and it was after 30 days, he came to ask Rav Chista how much he should sit Shiva. Same thing happened to Rav Natan Barami about his mother in Beit Chazai. Comes to Rava, and he said the same thing. To which he asked, doesn't it say, mitzvah, which is the brother and the sister and the son and the daughter and the wife? Yes, there is such a brayta, but it's a das yachid. And I'll tell you exactly who is behind this dat yachid. Now you'll see why we don't hold of him. The Tanya Meir Yisrael Meita Bivsher Rabbi Tzadik Beginzak. Odiu Lachashalashim. He came and asked Elisha Ben Avuya. Vizikenim Shiimah Menok Shvishive Veshloshim. Shemait Benosh Rabbi Achia Begolah Yashav Alav Shiva Veshloshim. Eni Varav Bar Achua De Rabbi Chia. Tehu Bar Achte De Rabbi Chia. Tell me, Abba Kagma, I forgot to mention to you the other, okay, all right, that's okay. We stuck with Rashi's pshat, not the other one. Omalei, Abba Kayam, Omalei, Nu, and Ima Kayemet, okay, Ima Kayemet, I didn't answer you about Abba Kayam. Omalei, Lashami, Chalotzli, Minalai, Volech, Acharai, Kelai, Lebeta Merchatz, Shma Minatlat, Shma Minavel, אסור בנילת הסנדל, שמע מן השמור חוקי נוהגת על יום אחד, שמע מן המקצת היום ככולה. Says the Gemara, what's the cash? Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Akira, two different people. Rabbi Chia lechud, that there's a din of Shmuel Rechoka, and Rabbi Achia lechud, that there's no din of Shmuel Rechoka, he keeps Shmuel Rechosh. Om Rabbi Yosef Barovin, Shama Shmua Krova Beregel. And by the time it's Matzoya Regel, it's already over 30 days, it's overs. It's true about Shabbos as well. And it's the 29th day. On Shabbos, but say Shabbos already afterward. In these cases where there's no Shiva. So money on my ino Korea. Okay. That's how I know the lo ika velo shiva. It follows. There's no kriya. There's no shiva. Elo didav gamer korea. And it says, so why is there no shiva? The guy is kriya. Kriya means that there's an emotional reaction now that's linked to keeping shiva. So why isn't he sitting shiva? Kriya below shiva miika. Sete, why not? Velo vatanya isi avud Rabbi Zera. Some say maybe it was isi. It was achud Rabbi Zera. Was saint Rabbi Zera. Mi sheino chaluk likroa. It is Dameno betok Shiva, Korea. But if it's Dameno leyaka Shiva, eno Korea. To which Rabbi Zera responded and said, very good, but, Bamed Varim Amurim, Bechamisha Meitei Mitzvah, his sisters and his cousins and his aunts, Aval, Alaviv, Alimo, Korea, Valdez. Yeah, but that's not a Kriya without Shiva. That's not a real Kriya. Kitanya Hilich Voda Vivimo. I'm talking about a real Kriya. Tan Rabban, Kol Amor BeParshat KaKohanim, that a Kohen is Metamel Aleihem, there an Avel is Mitabel Aleihem. Veilei Ishto Aviv Imo Achiv Achoto Bino Bito Vosifu Aleihem Achiv VeAchoto Abtula, who is only a half brother, half sister, Mi Imo, and even Achoto Nesua Beimi Aviv Beimi Imo Uchashem SheMitabel Aleihem. Kak mitabel al shniim shalem divrei Bekiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I don't mitabel except on two cases of shniim, a ben beno and avi aviv. Chachamim amim kol shemitabel alav mitabel imo. That's what Rabbi Akiva said. No, it's not. Ikiva now, emo, it has to be babayit. Kyodom ala rabchia, rab brother, rabchia bray. Say, no, ala rabuna, ala rabba bray. Be a pa of your wife who's sitting avivut on her mother or father, no oga viluta, but below a pa, not an oga viluta. Marukva, shachiv le bar chamua, and his wife was sitting shiva. So what's this? What's this maudlin stuff over here? She's a narusha, miot kochel, viot pokeset for herself. She too has to be kofa mitata, vino hegeti moavelot. Vetanya ida, which seems to be a contradiction. Rapa pishamra, ino shay lachufa tishto, viot kochel, viot pokeset. It's still certainly 100% true that mozeget lo atakos, umatzat lo amita, umarachetet lo panavi adavaraglav. Nu, is it not a stira? Kashina dadi. El alav, there's only one way out. Shema Amina, that there's two different sets of krovim here. There's Chamiv v'chamoto, Rabbi Elchvod Ishto. He can't be kofar v'kan b'shak krovim. Shema Amina. Tanya Nami Achi, lo amru lechvod Ishto, el Chamiv v'chamoto bilvad.